La 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 la.
Doctor.
La 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 la.
Doctor.
La di da di da.
Doctor Narcotics.
What? Step back, back! I say, you'll never catch me alive, never.
It's me, Doctor.
Huh? William. What did I say about distracting me while I'm diluting all the sodas?
It's Whisper, not William.
Huh? What did you say, William? I can never hear you properly.
Whisper. My name is... Oh, forget it. Listen, there's someone at the door.
The door? How could someone find our secret underground laboratory that I specifically made because I predicted this very apocalypse?
Listen, I'm not sure, but he's asking to be let in, all right? He also has a
William, you know we don't let survivors in. It's too dangerous. For all we know, he could be one of those weirdos that say aliens are real.
My name is Whisper, all right? And we could benefit from befriending him.
And why is that? Are you also doubting my prediction that the monsters under our bed are indeed real, just as my colleagues did? Because look outside, William!
It's Nurse Whisper. And we're running low on food.
Yes, and?
And neither of us are fit to go into the wasteland, let alone fight the boogeyman.
What is your point?
If we befriend this man knocking on our door, we could use him as our scavenger.
No, we do not open the door. Boogeyman could be roaming nearby, for all we know.
But he's offering some really
strong... What if he's infected? Wouldn't you want to be infected by the disease those monsters create?
You don't know that, okay? He looks normal and healthy to me.
He looks me nothing. My third textbook predicted this very apocalypse states that certain boogeymen can shapeshift and mimic their humans whom they've non-consensually shared a room with.
But, sir, your textbooks didn't predict that.
Didn't predict what? How the monsters under the beds would eventually be fed up with human behavior and go on a rampage? Because that did happen.
Yes. That did happen, but you couldn't predict...
How the boogeyman's new goal is to overthrow the government and kill all the humans. Wrong! Chapter 24, page 884. Read it!
Dr. Narcotics, I'm saying that you couldn't have predicted that monsters would have deadly farts that cause bodily gas infections, which lead to short-term memory loss in humans.
Oh, I see how it is. So I couldn't guess the brain fart epidemic, and you hold it against me.
No. I guess you wouldn't
have let me save you if you knew that I didn't get a PhD in passing gas.
No. I am forever in debt. I'm forever in debt that you gave me the antidote when I was infected. But, you know what? We're getting off topic here. I think we should open the door.
Huh? Human interaction? Hell no.
Okay, the man seems to be serious. And he's specifically asking for you.
Oh, no. So he can seem innocent. But is he really planning to raid our bunker because you trusted a sweet face?
Okay, but maybe...
Nurse William?
It's Nurse Whisper.
I cannot simply give out antidotes for free. We only have 5 bottles left, and I can't recall how to create it. If I handed out antidotes to every man or woman that came begging to our door, what would happen?
We'd have no more supplies.
Correct! And what happens when we have no more supplies?
More people would be infected?
Yes, and then?
Then they'd come to us for help?
And what happens when we don't help them?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Do you really want to... And then not even remember what you were saying? What if you can't remember your own name?
But you don't even remember my name.
That's what I thought. Now let me dilute these sodas.
Sir, I really think we should open the door this time.
Then why is that? Give me one good reason.
Because he has... I really didn't want to say this, but he has marijuana on him.
Say that again.
He's offering weed in exchange for sanctuary.
And why would you assume?
Well, you always worked well and fast when you were impaired. Okay. Yeah. You also made the antidote to the infection after you consumed 12 pounds of it. So I think
how that we dare just... you?
Please don't be mad. I'm only trying to help. Okay. I can send the man away.
How we don't have to go through this. Tell me that first. Open the door.
What?
Do you have any idea how long I've been trying to find a recipe for marijuana?
But you told me that you're working on multiplying the antidote for brain farts.
Yeah, an antidote for me to remember how I made the cure. Now open the door.
Okay, wait. Shouldn't we wear our hazmat suit first?
Open it, Nurse William.
It's Whisper.
Where's the narcotics?
Dr. Narcotics, thank God I found you. I've been looking for you since...
Yeah, save the spiel. Where's the narcotics?
And please, step 6 feet away from us, okay? We're unsure if you are infected.
Infected? No, there's no way. I've been following Dr. Narcotics' philosophy since I was 12. Everything I've done to survive, it's all because
narcotics,
of...
Narcotics, give me now.
Okay, if I give you the marijuana, will you...
Yes, we'll give you sanctuary, we'll protect you from the virus, we'll give you food, blah, 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 give me...
Quick. If you give it to him, he might be able to write the antidote down this time when he's high.
All right, it's just in my,
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
No!
Oh my God!
No!
What was I gonna say again?
My narcotics, my sweet, sweet, oh, that ghastly smell. William, shut the door before it attracts the boogie monsters.
It's Nurse Whisper!